Our last word in business today is disappearing drugs. Before dawn last Sunday, as torrential rain poured down on the city of Enfield, Connecticut, a group of people drove up to a warehouse owned by pharmaceutical maker Eli Lilly. They scaled the brick walls, cut a hole in the roof, and stole about $75 million worth of Prozac and other antidepressant and antipsychotic drugs. Police say they took enough to fill a tractor trailer. Experts call it one of the biggest pharmaceutical heists in history. It's certainly not the first. In recent years, companies have been hit by a wave of sophisticated drug thefts, but nothing like this one. Police say the stolen drugs are likely to end up on the black market, where they could net $20 to $25 million. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montagne.